You're listening to SBS News.
Health experts say coronavirus vaccines may need to be altered as more variants emerge in the future. Barry Shoup is the chairman of South Africa's Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19 vaccines. He says there are many mutations of the virus, but there are currently three major variants that are more concerning because of their potential to spread more rapidly. A variant known as E484K was recently found in South Africa and is different from the previously reported variant identified in the United Kingdom.
This particular virus does change its genetic makeup on a regular basis, like most viruses do. So there's a common mutation around the world, including the UK, called 501. But in South Africa, you got two additional ones at a very critical part, what's called the receptor binding area domain of the virus, where the virus attaches to cell to establish an infection. And that's caused a worry because it increases the infectivity of the virus, and there are some other kind of questions which we still need to answer with regard to the properties of the virus.
The South African health expert says there is no need to worry about the virus mutating a resistance to the current vaccines, as the vaccines can be altered to fend off the variant.
It is a concern. There's certainly some alarm bells which are ringing, and certainly some of the tests which have done in the laboratory. You know, they take panels of serum of people that, people that have been vaccinated and see, does that neutralize the virus? And there are some worrying signs that it may not. However, that does not mean that the vaccine is not going to work. And I think the common wisdom around the world is that the vaccine will probably still work. However, if it doesn't, what that would mean is that the vaccine will need to be tweaked on a regular basis. And that can be done quite easily.
Mr. Shoup says that the virus will continue to mutate because it is an RNA virus. He says the public shouldn't be alarmed to see new variants come about in the future.
It will keep on mutating. In fact, these are only three of the most critical mutations. There have been many, many more which have accumulated up to now. So yes, it will keep on mutating. It's an RNA virus which does mutate regularly, so it will keep mutating indeed.
Meanwhile, a U.S. health expert is commending China for the effectiveness of its vaccines. CEO of global health workforce services firm Corvus Health, Kate Tulenko, says China's two vaccine frontrunners, produced by Sinovac and Sinopharm, are definitely worth rolling out. She says China's vaccines may not be as effective as the vaccines produced by Moderna and Pfizer. They are, though, still worth administering.
Certainly, the ones being administered in the West, the Pfizer and Moderna, are the mRNA, the messenger RNA vaccine, which is a new type of vaccine, and it's being rolled out for the first time. The two Chinese vaccines, however, are traditional vaccines in that they're killed virus vaccine. They are coronavirus that's been killed, and it just gets injected into the body, and the body reacts to it. It doesn't need as much of a cold chain. It can be stored at regular refrigerator temperatures, so it should be much easier to roll out.
Ms. Tulenko also pointed out that vaccines being produced in countries like India, Russia, and China will be affordable to the population. The Chinese government started administering the Sinovac vaccine in July 2020 for high-risk groups. Since then, a number of countries, including Brazil, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and Singapore, have signed up for Chinese-produced vaccines. Meanwhile, the UK has become the first country in Western Europe to report more than 3 million coronavirus cases. A top London doctor says COVID-19 is placing lots of pressure on hospitals around Britain. The president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine, Dr. Catherine Henderson, says health professionals are struggling to care for everyone.
Hospital care is really pressured. We see a continual wave of patients coming in who have COVID. We're alerted to an ambulance coming in and it says pandemic flu. And we know we've got yet another patient who's coming in with COVID symptoms. So we have got an awful lot of patients coming who are really sick. They're major patients. In other words, they need to be in a cubicle. They need to be admitted. They need to have a hospital bed. And we're struggling to get them into the system, into the hospital, because beds are really tight because there are so many patients who are needing care for COVID.
On Friday, London's mayor declared the capital's COVID-19 situation to be critical. Across the UK, the number of coronavirus patients in hospital is 50% higher than numbers during the first peak of infections. Deaths reported on Friday surpassed 1,300, the highest number since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Henderson says there are huge safety issues to consider.
If you don't have a cubicle, you risk putting somebody who has got COVID into an area which might spread to other people. We're having to socially distance beds. We're trying to get them the right beds, whether they are definitely COVID or just suspected COVID, or they need an ITU bed. And obviously, ITU beds are very, very pressured at the moment.
Health officials in the United States are also struggling to create space for critically ill coronavirus patients. California reported its worst day of fatalities following Halloween and Thanksgiving. Health authorities reported on Thursday nearly 600 new deaths and a record two-day total of over 1,000 deaths. The state has deployed 88 refrigerated trailers, up from 60 a few weeks ago, for use as makeshift morgues, mostly in hard-hit Southern California. As cases surge across Southern California, nurses at one Orange County hospital are struggling to cope with the daily death toll on their full units. COVID unit nurse Donna Rotschaffer says the volume of deaths is something she has never experienced in her career.
This past week has been probably the hardest week for me physically and emotionally as a nurse. I've been here 21 years, and I've seen more people pass away in the past week, in the past couple weeks, really, than I almost like it combined in all of my career as a nurse. It's been really hard physically and emotionally.
Hospitalizations are nearing 22,000, and state models project the number could reach 30,000 by the 1st of February. The U.S. has registered 22.1 million infections to date, with over 370,000 deaths. Around the world, 89.6 million people have caught the coronavirus, resulting in nearly 1.93 million deaths. For the latest information on the coronavirus in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.